Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I have on Bridget Hanna, who is a certified pharmacy technician. She's been certified since 2009. She spent 11 years working with a multi-location independent pharmacy as a compounding technician, marketer, social media manager, and front-end manager. Following her love and passion for independent pharmacy, compounding, and marketing, Bridget decided to go out on her own in 2019 and create Independent Edge Consulting to support independent pharmacies in making a big impact in their community with their patients and their providers. She enjoys sharing her knowledge and experience in independent pharmacy and compounding on multiple platforms. Bridget truly believes that through education, independent pharmacies can provide limitless possibilities to their communities and to our world. Welcome, Bridget. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I am wonderful.
I am so excited to have you on. I am so excited to talk about independent pharmacy and really just tell our listeners, everyone out there, how important independent pharmacy is in our world. But more importantly, so how did you, what was your transition point from independent pharmacy into your own business, you know, where you are helping so many of us? I'm not a pharmacy owner. As you know, I'm an independent pharmacy pharmacist, but you have taught me so much on marketing and doing our Facebook management on our pages. But how did you transition from that traditional space into your own marketing business?
Well, I fell in love with independent pharmacy from the very beginning, and I loved the interaction and the connection with our community, our patients, and our providers. And I loved it so much, and I just started having so many great conversations with other, you know, networking and having conversations with other pharmacy owners. And I really started to realize that there is such a gap in between the providers, the patients, and the community, and what an independent pharmacy truly is, and what an independent pharmacy can provide. And so when I saw that gap there, I really felt that there needed to be more marketing, more education out there. And so I wanted to make a bigger impact. I loved what I did locally, but I really wanted to help other independent pharmacies really thrive in that area of connecting with their community, connecting with their patients and providers, so that not only is that relationship strengthened, but the opportunities of them providing solutions out there was going to be greater. And so I decided that I was going to take that leap and really start to help in different ways through marketing, through education, with other pharmacy owners and, you know, staff in the pharmacy, and just educating on, you know, social media and how we can connect and how that can make a big impact. You know, doctor detailing, going and talking with the providers, getting to know them, getting to know their needs, patient needs, and then really being able to provide on all of those different levels. So I absolutely enjoyed it, and I love being able to be able to learn about other pharmacies, how, you know, what they have to offer and how they can really, you know, be out there and make a larger impact.
I love it. I love it so much because, you know, being in the independent pharmacy world, and I have been an independent pharmacy for about 10 years now, for the better half of my career. And it's just such a special place. You know, it's so amazing that you can really just get out there. You can make an impact in people's lives. You know, the first half of my career was in corporate, and, you know, it was all about policy, and it was very regimented, and it was one way. This is the way we do things. This is the way we market things. We didn't even have to market. It was just done by corporate. And independent pharmacy is just so special because you're in charge of your own marketing, but, you know, they want to know, you know, their local pharmacists. They want to come in and say, "Hey, Courtney," and they want to trust me and they want to ask me questions. And, you know, as I was telling you before, when we started recording, you know, from after I took your class and I was, you know, I'm the person who, you know, for those of you that don't know me, I am the shy person who doesn't like to be out there in everybody's face. And after I took Bridget's class, she taught me everything I know. So it turned into me being, you know, a shy post here, there, picture of a vitamin bottle to me, you know, getting out there, doing these live videos, you know, speaking to the community and, you know, getting involved in community events and doing speaking engagements. And, you know, when we were doing our vaccination clinics through COVID, people would come in and be like, oh my gosh, I'm being vaccinated by a celebrity, because, you know, they would all see me on the Facebook page and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. You know, I'm here. Is anybody watching me? Is anybody paying attention? And, you know, they are. People stop and listen. But most importantly, you know, in the world we live in, everything is based on social media. And this is how people, you know, learn and find out. And not only in the pharmacy, in independent pharmacy, also in my own functional medicine practice, it's completely virtual. So the only way that I gain, you know, new customers is through social media. And, you know, it really works when you put yourself out there and you really network with people and they see who you are and you can get out in the community. Just even the other day, just getting out there, went to two different doctors, a pediatrician and a pediatric dentist in the area. And it was just so great to connect and talk about just what the service we were offering and what they do and, you know, how we can help each other. You know, what do you want us to carry in the pharmacy that you recommend for patients that, you know, you can refer them and we'll have it there ready and to go, especially in a pediatric practice when, you know, people, you know, need things for their kids. There was, you know, a Motrin shortage. It was the crazy thing going on the past couple months, and we actually took them samples over and they were so grateful. And it was like, what else can we do for you? And then, you know, they were like, hey, what can we do for you? We'll send you people, you know, you tell us what you need and we'll tell you what we need and we'll, you know, help our community together and give our patients what they need to actually be helped.
Yeah. And when they realize, when you go in and have like a real conversation with them and they realize that you're actually there for them, for their patients and want to know how to support them instead of trying to push something on them, or that's what they're so used to, you know, and you want to build that relationship, you want to support them. And when they really get to see independent pharmacy, like, we are part of the community, we are members of the community, and we are there to support everyone in the community. When they see that, like, it's just so, so great to be able to connect with them. And then those walls come down and then you're able to have these conversations where they're calling you up, asking you questions, right? You know, that breaking the ice there with just a simple conversation of how we can support, you know, other, you know, providers or patients. That's what we're there for. That's what's different with independent pharmacy. We are wanting to learn about and support other, you know, providers or patients. We're there to help and support, not to push something or not to, you know, just check a box. We're there for, you know, creating solutions and providing those solutions and learning about the problem. And when they see that, it's just such a beautiful thing.
It is. And that's exactly what we aim to do every day in independent pharmacy. And you know that from being there. It's, you know, people don't realize that when they come in, you know, the level of care, like, it's actually, we actually care. We actually want to make a difference. We actually, when we set out to get into this field, we actually wanted to make an impact and we wanted to help people. And when people come into an independent pharmacy, and I just know from being on both ends of the spectrum, you know, looking at it from the point of view of, you know, you're following corporate policy versus you, the world is in the palm of your hand and you can do anything to help a person. So, you know, right now, I'm working at a pharmacy that I just started at a few months ago, and I'm bringing my virtual functional medicine practice. So we're turning the pharmacy into a complete wellness center, and we're always bringing new and innovative ideas to the community just to best serve, you know, the population. After we visited with a pediatric office the other day, you know, we were talking and we were like, you know what, we don't have a lot of items for like breastfeeding mamas. And like, we were just kind of like, you know what, like, we should bring more of those services in, because, you know, not a lot of places right smack in the middle of the city have those things. And, you know, it's something that if they need it and they need it more urgently, they could come to the pharmacy and not have to order it through, you know, Amazon and have to wait for it. It's something that, you know, hey, I need this for my baby and I need it now. Like, they can come to us, or, you know, we'll go that extra mile, make that extra phone call to the doctor. Like you said, it's cool when you have those relationships so you can say, oh, hey, I was looking at this script and is this dose, you know, I just wanted to verify this dose, or what was the diagnosis? I just wanted to make sure that the patient safely, you know, that this child safely getting a dose of, you know, antibiotic or whatever it is that we're calling on, that we have those relationships, that it's a comfortable thing, that we're out to serve the same community and do the same over, we're looking at the same overall goal, which is so important.
And I think too, when you have that relationship, you know, even with a patient or a provider, you want to be the one that comes to mind when they're like having a problem, or, you know, they're like, I don't know what to do, or I don't know, you know, how to solve this. You know, if a provider's like, you know, I just don't know. I don't know where to go with this. I don't know how, you know, something's back ordered or they've tried everything, you know, you want to be the pharmacy that pops up into their mind. Like, this pharmacy was just in here, just here to support us. You're going to be the one they call because they're going to remember, I just had a conversation with them where they had something similar to this, you know, and then you'll get the phone call of, hey, I know you were just in talking to some about something similar. Do you have anything for this? Or what could we do for this? Like, that's when, you know, the big impacts really start to happen. That's when you get to solve a problem that otherwise probably would have just got a bandage, you know, and not a real actual solution. And then, you know, that's when you get to make these relationships even stronger, because they're like, you just, you know, created a result for this patient that I thought we weren't going to be able to do. I have 10 more patients, you know, and that's when, you know, you change a patient's life and you help a provider be able to, you know, be that solution.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, and we have these moments that pop up, and, you know, every day there's, you know, the world is heavy and there's a lot of crazy negative things that happen, and people come in and it just seems like it's like we're in a, I want this now kind of mode. But every day, at least one time, and usually more than one time, thank God, but there's something that happens in my day that really just makes me say, wow, this is why I did this. This is why I went through this education process. This is why I'm here practicing. This is why I could be making a gazillion more dollars working in industry, doing something, whatever, but I'm here to work with people. And this is what, you know, makes my heart happy, working with patients, working with clinicians, and making a difference in the world. And as cheesy as it sounds, it's what fills my heart with joy. And it's what keeps me going every day. And I'm thinking of, oh my gosh, the best pharmacy moment ever was from a patient, and it was a mom, and she, when she was pregnant, she was having a hard time maintaining her pregnancy, and we kept a medication in that she couldn't find anywhere. And when we could get it, I would like hold it on stock for her and keep it for the first couple of months. And, you know, it was really hard for her to find, and she was so grateful. And then COVID happened, and, you know, she was grateful, whatever, she went on, and it was right when things kind of was starting to open up after COVID, and we had like the little, you know, plastic things up at the register, and she came in with her baby, and I'm going to start crying. I literally started crying. She walked in with her baby, and she said, this is so-and-so. And she said she wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. And I just started bawling, and she put her hand up on the plastic like barrier. And it was like my best pharmacy moment ever. Like, it just was like, this is why I do what I do. Like, it's just amazing to form those relationships. And it's just so, independent pharmacy is such a unique place. And it's just amazing to be part of the community, both with the patients and with the practitioners, and just all of us being out for the same goal. It's just so, so special.
It truly is. And then being able to share those stories and with patients or providers. I mean, one of the biggest things in pharmacy compounding that changed my life is, you know, I had a horse that had Cushing's disease, and I thought that was it. I thought, you know, I was going to have to say goodbye. And I've had this horse for 21 years. So he is my best buddy. And compounding gave me an option, and I got to have three more years with him, three quality years with him because of compounding. And that was something that I will never forget. Our vet will never forget, because now they're able to do that with, you know, other, you know, patients. And things like that, that just change your life, change the quality of life. It warms your heart, and it just makes you really think, like, without an independent pharmacy, without a compounding pharmacy, that never would have been an option. And so things like that, you know, I tell that story to my other vets, you know, and I tell that story to patients and things like that, just so they know, because you never know, that solution you provided could help so many more people. And them understanding, like, this is what you do. You go above and beyond to provide that service or that solution, even if it's just to, you know, have a better quality of life or to be able to solve that problem, you know, having them understand that we do that and that those options are available, I think, is that education piece with marketing and with, you know, having those relationships can make such a difference.
It absolutely does. And then, like you said, it's all a learning experience. You know, you help one person and you see the results of, wow, I can do this. I can make this. This is just custom made, you know, for an animal, for a patient, change their quality of life. And then it almost triggers to say, hey, the next time this happens, I know what to go and what to do because I saw positive results with this. So it's super cool. Compounding is just another whole facet of pharmacy that's just so awesome, that can be so customized to people, you know, and we can really, you know, help people that in they wouldn't be able to help be helped in any other way if it wasn't a custom made product to them. So yes, compounding is an amazing thing. So switching gears a little bit. Go ahead.
So I think too, like marketing, I think a lot of people, you know, that I talk to, they, you know, they think marketing and they're like, ugh, but I'm like, just think about it. Think as marketing as providing, you know, you're educating. And if without providing to that provider, they may not be able to help a patient. So instead of thinking as marketing as being like salesy, think of it as being able to provide a solution that they may never have been able to find before. And I think with those stories and those things like that, where we are like, oh, how can this help, you know, this other kid or, you know, this other animal or whatever it is, I always try to tell my clients to think about that lens of marketing, look through that lens of providing instead of providing the education, providing that information instead of being, you know, I'm trying to be salesy or, you know, those kinds of things. That's just kind of switch that around to really have that perspective.
And it's so funny that you said that, because that's exactly what I was just going to say before you said it. What I was just going to say. I was just about to say switching gears, because that's exactly what it kind of turns into. You know, doing what you do is so cool, because, you know, just knowing that I have taken courses with you and I have watched you on social media and I have learned from you and I have done it for, you know, two different pharmacies, my own business, you know, and it's kind of getting out there and it's education. Education is key. You don't know if you don't know. People don't know about quality of supplements or CBD or products. If they don't know, they don't know. If you don't teach them, they think they can just go on Amazon and just get whatever. And it's not the same. And they need to have an education or what you're using things for properly or how you're dosing it. And as silly as it seems, because, you know, we were talking about this, how, you know, we're going and we're doing these Facebook posts that are totally ridiculous and silly, whether it's a goofy video or reel, or it's just a picture that's absolutely insane of me wearing waders with a fishing net, selling omega vitamins and teaching people to get their omega index checked. You know, it makes people stop their scroll. Yes, I might look like a total goofball, but it makes people learn, gosh, I need to learn about my omega index. That's really important because, you know, that's my heart function and, you know, my cardiovascular, you know, risk and where I'm at. So, you know, looking at what you do and how you teach all of us in the independent pharmacy world, how to get out there to people and do it in a creative way so that they are learning and not being, hey, I'm selling this to you, more like, this is important for your health because, you know, and doing it in a fun way or an educational way, or maybe it's a completely goofy way, whatever it is.
Making it fun. Education needs to be fun. Like, we've all, you know, there's all kinds of information out there. Like you said, stopping that scroll, like, in breaking down those barriers. A lot of times, you know, some people may feel intimidated, or they may feel insecure about, you know, asking a question, like going into a pharmacy or whatever that is. So when you're on your, you know, whatever platform you're on, and you're educating, and they're getting to see the real personality of their pharmacy, their pharmacist. And then they realize like, oh, they're a normal person too. Like, they're funny. I love them. I connect with them. That's going to break down those walls for them to be like, well, you know what? I think I'm going to go in and ask about the supplement, or I'm going to go in and ask about, you know, this service that they have, instead of them, you know, kind of worrying and kind of, you know, being a little standoffish or just deciding, you know, it's fine. I just don't want to go in. Those kinds of things are what really helps convert, really helps them see like, it's okay to go in and ask. Like, she just told me a whole bunch of stuff I had no idea about omegas. I want to know what the best omega is so I can take it, because I have no idea what I'm taking right now, or I've never even taken one before. So it starts to prompt those questions. And, you know, what you've done is amazing. And that's something that, you know, first they're going to stop their scroll and start to laugh and think that's so cool, because she's so funny. She's so nice. Like, she's, you know, they can connect with you. And then that converts to them giving you a call, asking about that supplement, transferring their prescriptions, right? That's what that does. And it's fun. And it's fun for them too.
It is. And I thank you for everything that you have taught me, because I know just offhand how many people that social media connects me with every day that will come in after I post on a supplement and say, oh, I saw this, that you promoted this, or, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about this? Or you said this worked for this. And they'll come in and they'll reference a post, or they will come in and they'll know my name. And I'm at a newer pharmacy now. I've only been there for, you know, a couple of months, and they come in and they're like, oh, you're Courtney. So like, it's so fun when they connect with me and they kind of know my personality already just from me, my posts on Facebook, which is super cool. You know, it's really great to be able to show your real true self, and for people to come in and ask for you and ask questions to you comfortably. It's what it's all about. You know, you want to be there to help people, and you want to be accessible to people.
Absolutely. And now they're going to go, you know, Court's my pharmacist. She's my pharmacist. She's the one that I want to go talk to, right? Like, that's the lady that I want to be able to, that I can just feel comfortable talking to and having a conversation. And that's what they love. And, you know, other people in the pharmacy, getting to know the personalities. And that's what's fun. They're not going to get that anywhere else, right? Courtney is only at this pharmacy. So where are they going to go? They're going to go to your pharmacy. They know you. They know about you. They love how quirky you are. They love to come in and have a conversation. And that's what it is. That's what it truly is.
I love it. It's so awesome. So I thank you so much for being on today. I thank you so much for all of the education that you give me, that you give all of us as pharmacists. And for anybody that wants to connect with Bridget, if you are working at an independent pharmacy or looking for any kind of marketing tips in the independent pharmacy world or whatever, I will have in her show notes, you'll have ways to connect with Bridget. I know she offers classes at different times. I have taken her course before. It was absolutely amazing. I learned so much. So I highly recommend her, and you'll be able to connect with her with the show notes. And if there's anything else, is there anything else, Bridget? Is there anywhere else that you would like send people to? Like, what is your website or, you know, your email address?
IndependentEdgeConsulting.com. You can also email me at info@IndependentEdge.com. I would love to connect with you. Thank you, Courtney, so much for having me. Anytime, I love to talk about independent pharmacy. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your information and for being on. And we will have all your information in the show notes for anybody that wants to connect with Bridget. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.